You are listening to This is Stockton, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to This is Stockton. I'm your host, Wes Ray.
I'm Amy Alpers.
And I'm Anthony Steves.
Before we get started with today's episode, just a reminder, we appreciate all of our listeners out there in our podcast land. But one way you can help us is to like the podcast, either on Apple or Spotify or however you're listening, subscribe and share with your friends, and always share your images with hashtag Visit Stockton. And of course, if you're looking for things to do in Stockton, the best website for that is visitstockton.org with the region's largest events calendar.
Mm-hmm. Right on. This is a very exciting episode for us. So today we are going to dive into one of our favorite topics, which is local food and restaurants in Stockton. So back for its 14th year is Stockton Restaurant Week. It starts tomorrow, Friday, January 19th, and it runs through Sunday, January 28th. So this is a 10-day dining extravaganza, and in order to get you ready for the next 10 days and help you with your planning, we're going to talk through some of the new spots that are on board this year, some of the menus that are going to be featured, and just about the event in general. So to kick things off, Wes, why don't you give us a little rundown of what Restaurant Week is for those who have not participated before?
So as you mentioned, it's the 14th year of Stockton Restaurant Week. And really the core of Stockton Restaurant Week is all about supporting our local restaurants during what is traditionally the slowest month for restaurants of the year, which is January, that post-holiday season, right? Everybody's trying to take off a couple pounds, or else they just ate out a lot and they're just trying to save a few bucks. And so what's cool about Stockton Restaurant Week is it's all about value. So we work with our restaurants, and this year we have well over 30 restaurants that are participating, and restaurants offer special deals, and they're at a specific price point. And so we used to do $15, $20, and $25, but you know, everything's a little more expensive, so you're going to find some that are cheaper, but you're going to find some that are more. We let restaurants have a little flexibility in their pricing, but it's all about value, and a lot of it's coursed out. So you may pay $30, get an appetizer, entree, and a dessert, or you may pay $20 and get a free drink and a entree and a dessert. So it's all kind of specially curated. Not everything on their menu is on special, but there's special deals, which you find on our website. But really, this is about two things. Like I said, supporting local restaurants, but it's also a great opportunity for restaurants to reward their customers that have been very loyal to them with deals and discounts to kick off the year.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the big like marketing angles we take for Stockton Restaurant Week is that this is an opportunity to find your next new whatever favorite restaurant and to also go support the local favorites that you've been going to for years. Some of them offer food on their Stockton Restaurant Week menus that they don't typically offer. It's an interesting time for restaurants to experiment with new menu items to see how people like them. You probably are getting a deal on some of those new menu items just because, you know, and that's fun, experimenting, whatever.
Yeah,
and it's a pretty low barrier way to go try something new in town. So, and obviously we're big fans of all the restaurants who participate. So we recommend all of them. So, yeah.
And there are a lot of people who actually, I mean, I know people that will go out almost every night of the 10 days. I mean, they make it it's almost an intentional community support, right? You're going to go out and I'm going to go out and support restaurants during Restaurant Week, one, to support my restaurants, but also to show that we value this promotion and we want it to stick around. And here we are 14 years in.
Yeah. And who doesn't love to eat out? And like Wes mentioned, this is historically one of the slowest months for restaurants. You know, it's like right after the holidays when things really start slowing down. And it's pre-Valentine's Day when they get a little boost again. So it's a feel-good thing to go out and eat, okay? Get a cocktail,
exactly.
Go eat,
gluttony
go out 10
week.
Days in a row. Come on, right?
Do the right thing.
3 weeks since you started your new year.
You gave
you're
up that diet.
Yes.
Come on. What's
you're
one more month?
It.
What's one more month?
On. Exactly. So a couple things we wanted to mention were some of the new places that are on board for their first year at Stockton Restaurant Week. But something that I thought was exciting that's new for this year is we actually have food trucks on the list this year, which we haven't had before. So one of them is the Wing Truck, which has a new location. They're out front of the Weberstown Mall, and they have a pretty cool menu. It's like 25 wings, a large fry, and desserts. Oh, flan was the dessert, which I thought, I was like, that's kind of random with wings. But then I was like, yeah, who am I to say that? I don't know. I love flan and chicken wings. So.
Why not?
Anything called the wing truck is a truck that I like, you know?
Yeah, it's, literally.
I think it's going to be yum. Everybody likes wings. And what's cool is that you can just swing by on your way home and pick it up. You don't have to go dine in, right? It's that, because most of the time, Stockton Restaurant Week offers are for dine in. So restaurants, they expect you to dine in. These aren't typically to-go things. But what's cool about a food truck is that, yes, you can eat Restaurant Week in the comfort of your own home.
All right, Wes, why don't you tell us a couple of the restaurants who are participating for the first time this year?
We always love new restaurants. First of all, we have some restaurants that have done like 10, 12 Stockton Restaurant Weeks. I mean, they are so loyal to us, so we love them very much. But we do like to highlight those new restaurants. We know it's a tough business out there, so always a great time to try new food. One of the ones, actually, we ate there as a team was Binge Vietnamese Fusion.
Yes.
And, yeah, it's... Oh, it looks so good. Mm-hmm. And then Micheladas El Patron, Carnita El Rincon. Well, you're testing my Spanish today. Ohana Cafe.
Yep.
You mentioned the wing truck. And then another place that has been a favorite, sort of a mobile favorite that now has its own brick and mortar space is Fired Pizza, which is way up on Lower Sacramento Road, right before you go under the underpass in that little shopping center there. So we're excited to welcome all of these new restaurants to Stockton Restaurant Week. Oh, and Creperie Le Pompon.
Le Pompon. It's just fun to say. It's fun to say.
And that's the Miracle Miles new Creperie. Yeah, yeah. It's fun to say.
And something fun too, sometime next week, we will be releasing a kind of behind the scenes video. Actually, we are listening to the This is Stockton podcast. So we have a This is Stockton video series.
What?
Fired Pizza is going to be featured in one of our video series, and that'll be coming out sometime during Restaurant Week. So you have to come back on this website and find it.
And the other restaurants we're featuring?
Yes. The other restaurant we're featuring during the week is our guys over at German Guys.
Ah,
yes.
Yes.
Our boy 80. Yep.
Yeah.
80 and Kate.
Love them too. I mean, look at all stretches of Stockton, not just Miracle Mile or downtown and Lincoln Center. We got all the way on Waterloo Road. We got it in Lower Sac.
Oh my gosh.
This, and a lot of these are even in South Stockton. So we're touching all corners of Stockton with Stockton Restaurant.
And you get all this on our website. No need for a Patreon or anything like that. It's right there on our site for you to check out.
What Patreon?
What is that?
Just roll with it. Okay. So, question, Wes, what are some places you'd recommend for people who are adventurous eaters and love trying new things?
Wow, that's a great question. I would mention the Vietnamese food. You know, if you haven't had that, that's great. You know, and you mentioned German Guys. And if you haven't had traditional German food, German Guys, you know, they've only lived in this country, I think, 5 years now. They came over from Germany, opened this restaurant, and they serve very traditional German food. We have a ton of sushi and some great sushi opportunities there. Another place... And actually, they make great food. If you haven't tried it yet, it's King's Card Room. I don't know what they're doing this year for the restaurant.
King's Card Club.
King's Card Club, yes. It's so good. It's so absolutely good.
So good.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know if there's anything super adventurous. I don't know if you know something I don't.
Well, I was going to say, I think it depends on what you're into. Okay, so I have two things to say, as if I can never have anything to say.
Here we go.
So the King's Card Club one, I think that's adventurous because you think it's just going to be like... Our food or something, maybe, but it is exactly so.
Surprises.
I saw so this is a bit of a story, but I have a friend.
Oh gosh,
no Boise.
No, not Boise.
Book club?
Not book club either.
Okay, it's a story. So
this is a football related story.
Nice.
All right.
So I have a friend, John. Remember, I went to Seattle a couple weeks ago to go watch the Eagles game. Okay, so my friend John's an Eagles fan. We're obviously 49ers fans, and all I do is talk smack to him. It's like my favorite thing in the world.
Rightfully so.
So anyways, the Eagles played the New York Giants recently. And so I was like catching up on my New York Giants, like smack talking, because I wanted to have something to like talk smack to my friend about. Mm-hmm. And then I started learning about their new quarterback, whose name is Tommy DeVito, but they call him Tommy Cutlets, which I think is freaking hilarious because he's just like super Italian quarterback.
Tommy Cutlets.
And I got served this TikTok. I swear I kept talking about Tommy Cutlets, Tommy Cutlets. And my phone was listening to me. And then it was like, you want to see these TikToks about Tommy Cutlets? And it was him slamming a chicken parm sandwich. And I told Ian, I was like, this I think is my favorite sandwich. He was like, you've never had that sandwich. And now all I keep thinking about is chicken parmesan, and King's Card Club has that on their menu.
Yes. So that was a interesting way to get to the chicken parm, but that
so I'm obsessed with chicken parm. Another thing, when I had COVID a couple weeks ago, is I watched a documentary called You Are What You Eat, and it talked all about plant-based diets. And I asked Ian if we could go vegan, and he said no, but I tried. So I said, well, maybe we could do like a vegan meal every now and then.
Do you know, I don't, before I, you just go to the next and, you know that our friend Matt Beckwith from the old podcast Stockton, he participated in that twins study that you watched?
No freaking way.
Nice.
Recently? Yeah, he was in the study. He just wasn't featured. I think he might be at one of the party scenes or something, one of the closing scenes. I think he's in the background. But yeah, he participated
in
that
on the last episode. Oh my gosh, I can't wait.
All right, yes, he participated in that study.
Which diet did he get? Did he get the omnivore or the vegan?
I think he was vegan, and his brother Mike, his twin Mike, was regular. So anyway, yes, little tidbit.
Because
I know,
nervous.
I know Matt is a listener of the podcast. So,
oh my God.
Nice.
So now he's going
to
fan
Matt,
over.
Then this is for you. You can go to Binge Vietnamese Cafe and have a full vegan dinner. And it looks very good and very tempting. So I fully plan to have a full-blown chicken parmesan and then follow it up with a vegan.
Yeah, go over to King's Car Club and get a Tommy Cutlet. Sir, how you doing?
The Tommy Cutlet and the Matt Beckman, yeah.
When you visit our website, we're gonna actually separate out those vegan and vegetarian options because I know that there we get a lot of requests for vegan and vegetarian options. So when you do go to our site and check it out, there will be a special section just for those restaurants offering those deals because we really encourage our restaurants to offer those things because we know there's demand for it in the community.
Absolutely. And actually, this is probably a good time for me to just explain the website too. So StocktonRestaurantWeek.com, it has a listing of all the different restaurants that are participating. And then as you, so there's a like a little card and you can click on the restaurant and see all the different menus they have, but then and you can sort and filter from there, like by price point or by type of cuisine. But if you scroll down, you can see everything broken down by breakfast, lunch, and dinner, click into a restaurant and also see their menus there. So you can do a little pre-shopping before you show up. So
yeah, definitely. And hopefully also you don't have to look ahead. If you just know your favorite restaurant is participating, they should have a menu there that they present to you or let you know the restaurant week specials when you arrive. So even if you forget or you didn't check ahead, if your restaurant, your favorite restaurant's participating, they should be able to share all that information with you on site.
Heck yeah. Also, last question. Not really. It's not the last question. It's just about where my head's at with food. Have any of you guys had a prawn corn dog from Midgley's?
No, but I want one.
I know that's on their list too. I've had, like, that sounds like something I'd be so into.
Mm-hmm. They used to do a lobster corn dog, and I had that because they did that when they first opened. They used to do a lobster corn dog, and I have had that one, but not the prawn corn dog. Come on. I mean, you could pretty much, what can't you put with corn
dog?
You got a point.
Yeah.
You can eat corn. Yeah. Please.
Speaking of corn dogs too, actually. So corn dogs are made with a hot dog, and a hot dog's basically bologna, which is like my favorite meat because I am who I am. And I saw
Fat City Barbecue.
Yes. It sounds so good. Like a smoked bologna sandwich. No, oh my God. I love bologna so much.
They have.
I'm over here trying to be vegan. I'm like, let me get a bologna sandwich.
No, I'm telling you, they really kick butt when it comes to what they offer for Stockton Restaurant Week at Fat City Barbecue. Yeah. I mean, they have some specials that are only one day. So I would highly encourage you, if you're a barbecue guy, girl, go to Fat City, go to our Restaurant Week page, look at Fat City's menus because they have some specials that are one day only. And that includes the Dino Rib special, which is returning. They're doing pizza, which is a one day. But you can get a bologna sandwich every day. So
no vegan options at
not in January.
Did you see the other thing they're offering, the fire burger? So it's got pepper jack cheese, peppered bacon, deep fried jalapenos set between a toasted bun and hot mayo, and it comes with fries. So anyway, so you got to go check out Bologna, Fire Burger, you know.
A fire down under, if you will.
Glass of milk, please. Glass of milk,
the
please.
The problem is now I need that too. I'm going to have to take a 3 days off after restaurant week because my guts are going to be destroyed.
I just love, like, they have a 12-inch pizza that you could pick three smoked meats to be on your pizza.
Jesus.
Oh, God. Okay, we got to stop. There's lots of great food out there, so.
Okay, Wes.
Yes.
Can you please touch on the impact of Stockton Restaurant Week and the importance of events like this for the community?
Well, first of all, as we mentioned earlier, this is a slower time for restaurants, but it really kind of goes beyond that. First of all, it's a great way to support restaurants because, and I always try to remind people of this, is restaurants are a place where a lot of people have their very first job, right? They're the ones that everybody's hitting up for donations, for gift baskets and gift cards and
so
things.
True.
They are just bombarded, right? And so we need to take a moment and thank them for doing that. But the other thing I like about this event is, you know, it's not a traditional event. It's not a festival. It's not something you got to go buy a ticket at. You get to choose your own experience. And when we do events like this, it really gets people out in the community trying new things, sharing their experiences online. It really becomes like a family experience with everybody. And I really dig that. I love to see where people are eating, what they liked, and getting out there and support the community. And also, you know, remember to tip your servers because
tip your servers. I'll say it louder for everyone in the back.
This is an important thing too, because, you know, they just come off the holidays, and if restaurants are slower, that means they probably have some less tips. And so get in there, support Stockton Restaurant Week, and support your servers, those great employees who take a lot from people. I think more
seriously
than they should.
Oh my God.
Yep.
I've never worked in a restaurant, and I don't think I could handle it. I think I would just cry the whole time. Like, I just, I'm too empathetic. I'd be like, this is not for me. Like, I try to be extra, extra nice. And then my brothers give me such a hard time. I'm always like, oh my God, these people who work here are so amazing. What cool people. And he's like, dude, they're paid to be nice to you. And I'm like,
No.
Me. I think it's me. Yeah.
Come on. Yeah. It's me though.
It's me though. Yeah. Anyways. Okay. So Wes mentioned sharing your Stockton Restaurant Week memories online. Mm-hmm. Anthony, why don't you tell folks how we're going to incentivize them to share their memories of Stockton Restaurant Week?
I'd be happy to. Listen, if you're going out to these restaurants, tag where you're going, tag us, and use the hashtag Stockton Restaurant Week, because besides taking a beautiful picture for your social media, you will be entered in the possibility of winning at least a $50 gift card from one of the select restaurants in Stockton Restaurant Week. So please go out there, enjoy the food, snap a beautiful shot. We have a blog about how to take Instagram-worthy photos of your food, so we'll be posting that soon. Okay, study that blog. Go out to the restaurants, take the pictures of the food, tag us, use hashtag Stockton Restaurant Week, and you will be entered to get that special prize, and we'll be selecting two winners a day. Now, also, when you go there after you've tipped, many of us have seen the bear. Don't go over there spitting lines you learned from the show, okay? Don't call them cousin. Don't call them cousin. Don't say yes, chef. Enjoy your food and tip nicely and have a great time.
But if you look like Jeremy Allen Bright in the Calvin Klein ad.
Disclaimer, if you look like him, you're allowed to.
Visit Stockton in that photo. Tag me personally in that photo. So I can go eat at that restaurant. Okay.
Can hear from my office. Amy, we got another one.
But I love seeing people go out and celebrate Restaurant Week, you know, and as I mentioned, there are people who just make a challenge of it. Like, I've been out five times this week, six times. Because, I mean, we have breakfast, lunch, and dinner options, and there's 10 days. Technically, you could go out 30 times during Stockton Restaurant
Week. He's right.
Why not?
Maybe we'll do a little walking challenge after or something.
Right. To the next restaurant.
Yeah. Stockton Fitness Week will be followed.
If you can prove that you went out 30 times during Restaurant Week, we will also give you a $50 gift card.
Yes.
In shape. Yes.
Give us the proof.
Something like that. Planet Fitness. Your choice. All right. So everyone, you can find informations on the hashtag contest, informations on the participating restaurants, and all of their menus at StocktonRestaurantWeek.com. We have a dedicated Facebook page, which is Stockton Restaurant Week, and we will be sharing all this content on our personal accounts. Visit Stockton also on Facebook and Instagram. It's just going to be food central over here for the next 10 days from our marketing world. So be ready. And we have a blog that came out last week. That's like how to prep for Stockton Restaurant Week. Sorry, Anthony, you're probably just going to say that.
No, that. And again, the hashtag Tommy Cutlets will not get you entered into the competition. So not correct. That. Just Stockton correct. Restaurant
can't Week. Hurt.
It couldn't hurt. If you get Tommy Cutlets to come to Stockton.
Oh,
my God. This is a big week for me, you guys. I got Jeremy Allen Wright coming. I got Tommy Cutlets.
Dang. Yes, chef.
Ooh. All right. That's all we got, you guys. Have the best 10 days. Again, this kicks off tomorrow morning, tomorrow in general, but yeah. We got breakfast options and runs through Sunday the 28th. So happy eating.
Yes.
No judgment. We are in no judgment zone, clearly.
Safe space.
You've heard this
safe
podcast. Space. We're unhinged. So get nuts. Yeah. We love it. We love it. All right. To see all the events on the city's largest event calendar, please check out visitstockton.org. And when you are there, you can sign up for our weekly events newsletter. For supporting images and insights, follow at This Is Stockton Podcast on Instagram and check out thisisstockton.com to subscribe and share. To stay up to date with everything going on in Stockton, follow at Visit Stockton on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Pinterest, and YouTube.
Bon appetit.
See you in the streets.
Oh, Tommy Cutlets.
Thanks for listening to This Is Stockton, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Wes Ray, Amy Alpers, and Anthony Estes with Visit Stockton and produced by Relic.